Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke 22 today, verses 14 through 20. Luke 22, verses 14 through 20. It says, "And when the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he, Jesus, said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" Now, Jesus knew that this was the Last Supper, if you will, but he also knew that the Passover meal had been pointing to him all along. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Jesus here standing there with them, fully whole. He hadn't had his body broken or his blood shed yet. And he says, "This is my body. This is my blood." What he was saying is this. He's saying this meal that you have been eating all these years, this Passover meal that was to be eaten on this certain day at a certain time in a certain way every year, you are to understand that this has been pointing to me and my body, which is going to be broken for you, and my blood, which is going to be shed for you. As you remember, John the Baptist called Jesus twice in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. He says, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And back in Exodus chapter 12, listen to verses 1 through 8 and then verses 14 through 20. In Exodus 12, verses 1 through 8, says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses and a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and in the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it." Jump over to verses 14 through 20, and he continues. It says, "This day," this thing that he just set up, "shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove the leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly, and on the seventh day a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but what everyone needs to eat, that alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven is to be found in your houses, and if anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he's a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwelling places. You shall eat unleavened bread." So here again, we see the instructions of the Passover meal and how they were to eat unleavened bread and they were to drink this wine and they were to kill the lamb at twilight and all. And as Jesus is eating this meal with them on the night that he was to be betrayed, he says to them, "This is my body. This bread that you've been eating all along without leaven, without yeast, without sin, as we know from Scripture, has represented me. And this wine that you have been drinking, this cup that you've drank all these years, represents my blood. I'm the lamb that it was pointing to, and I'm going to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. And that's why we continue to eat it, to remember and to proclaim his death until he comes." Folks, Jesus knew that he was looking forward to the time when he comes back and eats it again with them in the kingdom. And the Bible says we will. We'll celebrate the Lord's Supper together with him in the kingdom. Do you understand that his body was broken for you and his blood was shed for you? Have you by faith eaten of his body and his blood? I hope you have. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.